From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. president stuns many as he changes his stance on a racial protest. President Trump has returned to his position that both sides were responsible for Saturday's violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. Monday, he condemned neo-Nazis and white supremacists, making no mention of counter-protesters. Tuesday, he repeated his initial assertion that counter-protesters shared blame for the violence.
I think there's blame on both sides, and I have no doubt about it, and you don't have any doubt about it either. And if you reported it accurately, you would say.
Tuesday's news conference turned into a shouting match between the president and reporters, demanding to know why it took him 2 days to use the words neo-Nazis, Ku Klux Klan, and white supremacist. Members of those groups were among the crowd in Charlottesville, Virginia, Saturday to protest the removal of Robert E. Lee, a statue of him, a Confederate general. Reports say the president's top aides were stunned by his comments, with some, including new Chief of Staff John Kelly, standing by helplessly as the president escalated his rhetoric. President Trump has praised the North Korean leader for backing off on plans to fire missiles toward the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam. Trump wrote in a Twitter message, Kim Jong-un of North Korea made a very wise and well-reasoned decision. The alternative would have been both catastrophic and unacceptable. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Washington remains ready for talks with North Korea as Kim Jong-un postponed a threat to fire missiles toward the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam. This is VOA News. The United States, Mexico, and Canada have opened negotiations to reform the North American Free Trade Agreement, a 1994 deal that was a major target in President Trump's run for office. Trump had called NAFTA the worst trade deal in history and one that has unfairly swollen the U.S. trade deficit with Mexico while allowing manufacturing jobs to migrate there. Negotiators will use multiple sessions to try to come up with reforms with the aim of finishing their work before the end of the year. If the process stretches into 2018, there are worries that it could be complicated by a presidential election in Mexico and U.S. congressional elections. A U.S. trade official who spoke to reporters on the condition of anonymity said the U.S. is seeking a more balanced, reciprocal trade agreement that supports high-paying jobs for Americans and grows the U.S. economy. Vice President Mike Pence is meeting with Chilean President Michelle Bachelet after arriving in that country. They'll be delivering a joint statement and having lunch together. Pence is scheduled to meet with U.S. Embassy staff and their families before delivering remarks at a dinner on advancing prosperity and economic growth in the hemisphere. In Argentina, that country's president, Mauricio Macri, was the latest Latin American leader to say U.S. military intervention is not the way to go to bring back democracy in Venezuela. Macri told U.S. Vice President Pence, as they met with reporters, that Pence repeated President Donald Trump's intent for Venezuela.
The United States of America will not stand by as Venezuela crumbles.
Macri said there is unanimity across Latin America against a military solution. Argentina is currently hosting about 60,000 refugees from Venezuela, with the economy as a wreck and basic foods are in drastically short supply. Pence is on a week-long trip to Latin America that has included stops in Colombia and Argentina. He heads to Panama on Thursday. Security officials in India say their troops engaged in a stone-throwing clash with Chinese forces in a disputed area of the Himalayas Tuesday. The incident occurred after Indian soldiers prevented their Chinese counterparts from entering the mountainous region of Ladakh in Indian-controlled Kashmir. The confrontation ended after both sides retreated to their respective positions. China had no immediate comment. Indian and Chinese forces are currently locked in a tense two-month-old standoff in a disputed area between India's close ally Bhutan and China that began when Indian troops were deployed to obstruct Chinese road building.
That's the latest world news from VOA.